In the world of online information, the tools we use to access data can make a significant difference. DeepSeek has emerged as a popular choice for many users seeking a broader digital experience. But what exactly does it mean to run DeepSeek locally? Many are led to believe that running this application on their own machine provides an uncensored avenue for searching the web. It's an appealing thought, but it doesn't hold up under scrutiny. While local operation might suggest a level of freedom, the underlying architecture and design of the platform plays a crucial role in determining what you actually see. The reality is that DeepSeek uses filter mechanisms. These mechanisms are designed to maintain certain standards and can inadvertently limit access to some material. When running it locally, people might assume they are bypassing restrictions, but this isn't the case. The controls are simply embedded deeper within the software. Is it user-friendly? Yes, it boasts a sleek interface. Yet ease of use doesn't equate to freedom. You're still subject to the constraints set by the developers. Even in the local environment, the filters persist. And that raises significant questions about true autonomy online. So what's the takeaway? If you're relying on DeepSeek for an unfiltered experience, you might be setting yourself up for disappointment. It's important to understand that local use does not inherently mean uncensored access. If you want to truly explore the full scope of the internet, be prepared to look beyond traditional tools. In conclusion, while the allure of local search options is strong, awareness is key. Users should approach applications like DeepSeek with a discerning eye. The promise of freedom can often come with hidden limitations. Stay informed. It's the best strategy in this ever-changing digital landscape.